Good morning. You are tuned into 2SER 107.3. My name is Jess. It's time now for Deep Dive in the Archive. Dr. Liz Giuffre, she is in the studio with us. Good morning.
Hi, Jess.
Now, when Liz is here, I get really excited because it means we're going to dive into the incredible archives 2SER has collected over the last 40 years. This has been Liz's job for a little while now. She's been going through for us because we love her and she's amazing.
And I love 2SER. That's why, you see.
That's why I'm here. Yes, we all do. Liz is here with some really, really interesting stuff for us this morning that I have been dying to get into because we're going to get into some audio now that you can listen to on the website after the show, 2ser.com/weekendbreakfast. We're going to pop some links up there for you if you want to take a listen to what Liz has for us today. But before we go any further, what have we got?
So these are some old tapes that are relating to radiothons. So radiothons, kind of like our supporter drives now, but basically, you know, the annual drive, support us, this is what we do, part celebration, part begging for money. You know, that's okay. That's what we need to do.
I mean, that's where a huge chunk of community broadcasting funding comes from, is the incredible people who listen to us.
Yeah. And so what's really nice too about going back through these campaigns is you kind of get a sense, and there's one from 86 and one from 96 that I've got in particular.
Wow.
What's really, really interesting, 85, I'm reading it properly, 85, 96, and there is an 86 as well.
Good gosh.
Yeah. What's really interesting is, I guess, looking back and listening back now, we get a sense of what the station thought was important at the time, what the station thought was its value at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're really kind of being able to say, all right, how far have we come? You know, and it's what I really love too is kind of hearing how progressive and how really leading 2SER was then, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very easy now to kind of sit there and say, isn't it great that, you know, we're across so many different things and that we've got, you know, we're living in, you know, we're leading in podcasts and things like that. But if you go back to that time, that pre-digital time, that pre-online time, this, you know, the diversity of voices and the diversity of perspectives that were on the radio that were being supported by other members of the community. And when you think about too, I mean, part of a radiothon and the drive is to say to the listener, hey, you, if this is the only place you hear somebody like you, give us a hand to keep it coming.
Yeah.
You know, give us a hand to keep it going. I think that's really, really interesting. And it's a reminder too that, you know, it was a two-way conversation. It wasn't just what was happening on our side of the microphone, it was what was happening when people were listening and, you know, how they could literally give back to support.
Absolutely. So you found these, they were tapes, reels?
Yeah, yeah. And so they were another in the big batch that Studios 301 looked after for us. So, yeah, we were really, really lucky that, number one, these ones were kind of a bit better labelled as well than some of the other stuff.
Mm.
So also with a bit better preserved a little bit better, I guess, but they're still quite patchy because they're promos. So we've, you know, we might have promos and references to shows and to things that we actually don't know exactly what they are and, you know, who the voices were and all that stuff. So now we've got that little bone. Now we've got to work out what the dinosaur is, you know?
Absolutely. We've got a little kneecap and
we
got to find the rest.
A little toenail.
Yeah. These are great. And I love the labels that were on some of these as well because I can even see on one of the labels, 85 Radiothon Carts Archive.
Yes.
Someone thought, no, we're going to archive this. This is great.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what's been interesting too, as an aside, going through this project is different people at different times have clearly wanted to mark history. But you can also understand too, you know, when core business is looking to the future or even just capturing what's happening now, you know, having just the presence of mind and just even, you know, the kind of time to think, oh, I might just time capsule this.
Pop this away
a little bit. All we need is a date. All we need is a name that's really going to help somebody in the future.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I guess that's the thing we have to remember as we make, you know, as we make content now.
Absolutely.
We're not going to have boxes we can throw somewhere. What do we do with digital files? Do we remember to put a date on things and name on things? Or do we just go working one, working two, you know, blah, 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 off to go.
Don't put to air.
That's right. That's right. This has the swears on it. Whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I have lots of files like that.
Me too.
I have too many files like that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Final, very final. Very, very, very final. this is really, really is it now.
Yeah. Final one, final two, final eight.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is great. I love this. So we've got a bunch of different promos from Radiothons in years gone by. Were there any that you thought, I love this one?
It's like choosing a favorite. I don't know. I think it'd be more interesting, rather than hearing my opinions on it, it'd be more interesting to maybe throw them out and let people have a listen. And we don't have to do them all right now. I think as we get closer to the anniversary and closer to the birthday, let's kind of pull those out. And I'd also love to know who these people are.
If you've recorded these.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, because some are clearly announcers and others sound like either callers or, I don't know, maybe guests.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's sister's friend's cousin's kid was involved. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, it'd be really good. It's a bit of a name that sound, mystery sound thing.
Absolutely. We can't quite give away $10,000, but you will get the satisfaction, ladies and gentlemen, of knowing that you are helping to complete the 2SER archives.
That's
name
right.
that sound. Who are these people? Do you have old promos you recorded?
Oh, yeah. Let us know.
In your house.
That's right. We'll add to the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We will absolutely add to them.
We've got them out. We may as well. They're all here. Let's play with them, guys. It's fun. So we're going to pop these online at the end of the show if you want to have a listen. Do have a listen. I've listened to a couple and, oh, my word. They're wonderful.
They're gorgeous. They're wonderful. Aren't they?
I don't like voicing promos.
You don't like
I'm very,
doing it?
Very bad at it. Like phenomenally bad at it.
Right.
I have one read and it's not a good one. So I love hearing how other people attack them.
Mm.
I think it's really interesting. It tells you a bit about the time too and what was popular. Like what made a good promo back then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.